with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California has the largest Native American population in the country, with more than 100 federally recognized tribes. A proposal in the legislature would create a task force to help solve cases of missing and murdered Native American women on and off reservations. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
Last year, Governor Gavin Newsom issued a formal apology for California's history of violence against Native Americans. But advocates say there's a crisis of murdered and missing Native American women that persists today.
Every Indian person you talk to is going to be able to name people the day they went missing. They're going to know the story.
Virginia Hendrick is with the California Consortium for Urban Indian Health and a member of the Yurok tribe.
Plenty of Indian women who have gone out walking, who were hitchhiking, their whereabouts are unknown, and we haven't seen the state of California and media and communities care in the same way that we see it happen for non-Indian women.
Nationwide statistics are staggering. More than 80% of Native American women experience violence in their lifetime, according to the National Institute of Justice. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say homicide is the third leading cause of death for Native American women between the ages of 10 and 24. A bill in the legislature would create a task force in the State Department of Justice to tackle the problem. It would give tribes access to law enforcement databases and increase training for officers around the state. A similar bill died last year. It's a rare instance of California and the Trump administration being on the same page. In November, the president issued an executive order to create a similar task force at the federal level. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
A California law in effect this month provides added protections for millions of renters across the state. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has more on a new website that supporters launched to explain those protections.
The new law is one of California's strongest renter protection measures in decades. It caps rent increases at 5% plus inflation each year, and it makes it harder for landlords to evict tenants. But it doesn't apply to all renters. That's why supporters created tenantprotections.org. The website includes an eligibility test where renters can enter basic information to find out whether they're covered by the law. It also has a downloadable letter tenants can use to defend their rights in disputes with landlords. The site also provides connections to legal aid services. Nearly half of the state's 17 million renters are expected to benefit from the new protections. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
The Public Policy Institute of California is out with a new poll that shows Bernie Sanders ahead of the pack in California's Democratic primary race. 27% of likely voters say they support the Vermont senator, compared to 24% who support former Vice President Joe Biden and 23% who support Senator Elizabeth Warren. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd says Sanders has surged in California in recent months.
Support for Sanders in California increased 10 points since the last PPIC poll in November. He has the strongest support from voters under 45. However, poll participants, by a large margin, say Biden has the best chance to defeat Donald Trump.
On the issues, 8 in 10 Californians say they support a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. The marina and surrounding facilities at the Lake Paris State Recreation Area will be demolished to make room for improvements, requiring a closure of the marina, California State Parks officials announced today. The shutdown is scheduled for March 1st, immediately after the Rocky Mountain Recreation Company, which currently manages the marina concession area, ceases operations. Rocky Mountain has been overseeing the site, which includes a store and restaurant, on a month-to-month contract, but parks administrators have been seeking a different vendor willing to invest in a series of upgrades. The agency is initiating renovations to the marina and other weather-beaten structures for public safety and to make the site more attractive. State Parks officials noted that recreational activities, including camping and boating, will not be stopped because of the renovation work. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.